And we back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. If this is your first time listening to Sana IE, welcome to Sana IE. Welcome back if you've been a consistent listener. With Sana IE, our mission here is to educate you on mental health, the good, the bad, and the ugly with mental health, the coping mechanisms, the triggers, the traumas, and everything. This is your one-stop shop for mental health. And with this episode today, it's just going to give you an outlook on the season ahead for Sana IE. And what we're covering today is what's new with Sana IE, as well as our plans for September or Stacktember, whatever you want to call it. And I usually start off my shows with a few quotes of the day, and I give my analysis on those quotes. My first quote is, "You can control your attitude. Set it every morning." And that means every morning we have a decision to make. Right when you wake up, if you want to have a good day or a bad day, you can let what happened yesterday, what happened a week ago, what happened a month ago, carry over into today, or you can focus on right now and move forward towards the future. The choice is yours. And as humans, as society, we like to dwell on the past, dwell on regrets, and that attitude shifts our whole day. So at the end of the day, you control your attitude every morning. Right when you wake up, you can determine if you want to have a good day, a bad day, a sad day, however it is. It all depends on your attitude waking up that morning. And my next quote is, "If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting." I had to learn this myself. And that's real. Who you were last year, 5 years ago, is what got you to this point right now. But if you want to elevate to a whole new level, a whole new realm, a whole new stratosphere, you're going to have to change some things up. You're going to have to let go of some friends, some bad habits, things that aren't helping your progression in life. And you know what those are, but you've been slowly trying to keep yourself attached to them, hold them on, like, nah, I can move on with these things. But some of those things are like anchors. They're holding you from progressing or moving along on your journey. And you really have to analyze and assess what's meant for you and what's not meant for you. What's meant for you to grow and how is it helping you grow, and what's keeping you stagnant. You have to have that tough conversation with yourself and really know, like, okay, where I want to be is not where I'm at right now, but I know how to get there and I know the things that I have to do to get there. So it's about analyzing, evaluating, and then moving forward and not having no regrets with the decisions you have to make to elevate your life. But once again, that quote is, if you keep doing what we're doing, we're going to keep getting what we're getting. I'm going to give y'all a brief break and we're going to hop into the show discussing what's new with Sana IE and our plans for September. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sana IE. What's new with Sana IE? Well, with me carrying the load of doing everything for the podcast, I've decided to outsource some of the work. And one of the things that I did was hire an assistant to help with the day-to-day of Sana IE. When I took the time off, I really had to analyze, why was I getting burnt out? What do I need to change? What do I need to fix? How can I provide more for y'all? What y'all need and what y'all need when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to this platform, and really analyzing everything. And I was like, one of the things that will be very beneficial for me and for the platform is hiring a VA. So I hired an assistant to, like I said, help with the day-to-day of Sana IE, really help with the show notes, help with the finding guests, creating different shows, and really taking that task off of me so that I can look for more educational tips, topics, and discussions for the episodes, and really get more clarity on what we need with every show. So I came to the realization that y'all needed more mental health tips and guidance when it comes to mental health, because every day is a different battle pertaining to mental health. So I decided to let me hire a VA to help me out with that, as well as looking to outsource some more work when it comes to creating content for the platform and getting the website redesigned, redesigned and reformatted to where it's more client consuming, as well as where you guys can like navigate between the different websites, whether it's a Shopify store or navigating on the real website and seeing like reviews, comments, tips, different episodes that you can look up and listen to past episodes. So I decided to really outsource a lot of work when it comes to Sunai, and that will help take a load off my shoulders so I can feel less burnt out and knowing that I need a team to do this. And sometimes you have to come to that realization as well. You can't do it all on your own. You have to have a team to build what you want to build and put you further, so you don't have to exert so much energy into building the building process. That's why everybody that you know, every company, every business that you know has a team. And it takes a team to really build up your dream and what you want to accomplish. So if you've been like myself, really doing everything on your own, really take some time back and analyze and see how everything is going with you, your business, your career, or anything in life, and seeing where do I need help at? How can I outsource some of the work that I'm doing and have somebody else help me do with what I need to do instead of me doing everything? Because you'll be doing everything. You're probably in this stage right now where you're feeling burnt out and you're feeling like, nah, I just got to keep going. I'll get past this. But it's like, you won't really get past that phase, that burnt out phase, until you really take a break, stop, and analyze and evaluate everything and knowing like, yo, I need help. I need help doing some of this stuff that I need to do so I can put my time and my focus elsewhere and have somebody else focus on this. It's like with me, we've been doing podcasting for 3 years now, and it's been a one-man band. And I'm knowing now that I could be way further ahead if I outsource some of the work instead of me doing everything on my own. So it's like, there's people out there, there's professionals to really help you out with anything that you want to do for your career, for your business, for your life. It's just all about putting the pride aside and really asking for the help and getting that help when you need to. So that's one of the things I did, outsourcing some more of the work, so you'll be having a lot more people on the staff, on the team, when it comes to Sanae throughout the rest of this year. Can y'all believe we only have 4 months left in 2022? That's crazy. But on another note, I needed help so that I can utilize my time in the most effective way and serve more people. We're also working on creating an ebook on meditation. And that's been taking a lot of my time too. So I'm like, all right, let me continue to outsource some of the work, and I'm getting help with the ebook as well. So it's like, with everything I know, help is always needed. And the next thing I'll be working on will be a mental health course for you guys to really help us get to where we need to be. I know how it is dealing with daily triggers in life and not knowing, okay, how do I cope with this, or how do I understand what I'm feeling or what I'm going through? And that's one of the reasons why I'm creating this course, to really educate, inform, and impact people on different levels when it comes to learning about their mental health. So that's one of the new things that I've been working on, as well as what Sanae has been doing. We've also been learning more about what type of visual episodes that we want to do. Do we want to do it on YouTube? Do we want to do it on Facebook? Do we want to do it on Riverside FM? And I've just been researching which one works best for all of us. And I'm leaning between the two of YouTube and Riverside FM, because on Riverside, everything comes out straight clear. So I'm maybe transitioning to them so we can do more visuals and have more visuals when it comes to the podcasting. I've also lined up a few interviews for y'all. I'm having Devin Dawson, CEO of Innovative Credit 365, to help us with our credit. We all know when it comes to credit card, and that plays a huge role in our mental health, because a lot of people have credit card debt and they don't know where to start or how to start to get rid of that credit card debt. So I decided to have him on the show to educate us on credit cards, business credit, and debt consolidation. And we're going to be discussing a whole lot more like mental health as well. And another interview that I have coming up for y'all is an interview with Miss Sierra Evans, and she's a short-term rental entrepreneur who started her journey in real estate doing foreclosures, then became a property manager. And I bet you're asking yourself, why? What does this interview have to do with mental health? Well, when it comes to real estate, we all know everybody needs a place to live. And that plays a huge role in our mental health as well, whether it's becoming a first-time home buyer, foreclosures, evictions, understanding the market, and understanding how real estate really works. The list really goes on. And I figured like she would be the best to educate us on real estate and building generational wealth within real estate. Because at the end of the day, we all want to understand how real estate works, especially if you're paying rent or you're purchasing, buying, or anything of that nature. You want to know, okay, what do I need to know about real estate so I don't be mentally stressed or mentally fatigued or really having it affect my mental health instead of me being educated in this venture. But I have a lot more guests coming on to y'all for y'all to be interviewed throughout this whole season. And I just can't wait. Man, I've been doing a lot of work in this off time, the off season, getting ready for the next season of Sana IE. And I know this season will be very impactful for a lot of people. So I hope y'all share the show, share this episode, share the podcast with different people who you know that is interested in mental health, who loves mental health and really wants to learn more about their mental health. And I can't wait for y'all to hear these episodes, these interviews. We're still coming back next Monday. This is just a recap of what I've been doing in the off season, letting y'all know the changes that's coming. Another big change is we'll be having detailed interviews, episodes on Mondays and Fridays. And the more detailed episodes will be on Mondays as far as Fridays. Fridays will consist of different guides, different tips on mental health, and we'll be implementing a lot of changes throughout the rest of the year, like the new merch that we have on the way, our affiliate links. We've been getting and reaching out to a lot of affiliates and really putting more affiliate links. We're starting next Monday, putting those in the episodes to help y'all out to check those different people out that's really affiliated with the podcast. We're going to be building our Facebook community and doing a whole lot more, reaching out with the different communities, different people, and educating people, helping people any way that we can. But I'm gonna have to keep some stuff under wraps. I can't give y'all too much sauce yet. Y'all just have to stay tuned with this season. But like I said, we'll be back next Monday with an impactful episode talking about college debt and how that plays a factor or plays a role on the mental health. I appreciate y'all rocking with us. Man, I can't wait. Can't wait for y'all to hear this season. I can't wait for y'all to really be tuned in, hear the feedback, hear the reviews. I hope everybody's been doing well, enjoying their seasons, enjoying the month of September, the month of August, and really staying hydrated too. I know it's been hot as heck all over the country or wherever you at. I know the sun's been blazing, but a few more weeks and we headed to our next season, headed to fall. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I'll be back again with y'all on Monday. But y'all know I gotta leave y'all with this. Success is achieved by developing our strengths, not by eliminating our weaknesses. Y'all have a good week. We'll be back with y'all on Monday with Sana IE.